USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
10 people were killed in a shooting at a grocery store in Boulder, Colorado on Monday, including one police officer. Officer Eric Talley, who was the first on the scene, had been with the Boulder Police Department since 2010, said Police Chief Maris Harold, and described him as heroic. Details of what happened should take about 5 days. A suspect has been arrested. The city of Evanston, Illinois, on Monday night approved plans to distribute $10 million in reparations to black residents for housing and mortgage assistance. The city of 73,000 people, 12 miles north of downtown Chicago, is the first in the country to pass such a measure. Newly leaked photos from migrant detention facilities have shed light on the terrible conditions that children are being kept in. President Biden's administration has tried for weeks to keep the public from seeing images like the one that emerged Monday. More than 15,500 children in U.S. custody are being hidden by the administration, blocking the media and outsiders to see for themselves. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, a veterinarian physician and founder of Youngevity, great nutritional company, based on 90 for Life. 90 essential nutrients, all vertebrates, whether you're a wombat, an elephant, a giraffe, an ostrich, a human being, a monkey, a cow, a dog, or a cat, doesn't matter. All vertebrates require 90 essential nutrients, 16 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 medicines, 3 fatty acids. They help prevent birth defects. There are no genetic birth defects. That's my thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute of Natural Treasure. There are no genetically transmitted diseases. They're all nutritional deficiency diseases. That's what my thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute of Natural Treasure. I want you to get on the 90 for Life program, 16 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 medicines, 3 fatty acids, and don't forget the Rebound or sports drink. And don't forget, you need your immune system because of all this pandemic virus stuff going around. And so contact us at usaradiohealth.com. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com.